Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
Oh, my hair. Oh, I forgot. I had it up while I was doing things. There we go. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I am one of your co-hosts, Rachel Ballinger.
Gwen Ballinger
is the other co-host who happens to also be my mother.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations on that fact. You must be very proud of yourself.
I am indeed.
Yes.
And you?
Me? Mm-hmm. Am I proud of myself?
Yes.
I'm always proud of myself.
Okay, good
girl. Amazing.
You are.
Yes. Dog of the day is, of course, Blaze Boy. He's here. He's not being too much trouble today. He promised me. We went on a very long walk. Yes, he's looking at me. So you're going to be good this episode.
I saw the pictures.
Oh, my walk?
What was he smiling about?
That was yesterday. My dog walker, her name's Marnay. She's amazing, and she always takes pictures of the dogs when she walks them. And she, of course, Blaze knows how to pose. He will find the camera. He will find his light, he will find his camera, and he will pose. And so, of course, she's getting a little... Sorry, I burped. I had food right before this. Of course, she's getting a little bored of just, you know, the natural posing. So she's doing action shots of him now. And it's amazing because he gets tired and he's a prancer. He doesn't just walk as if he's a normal dog. No, he's got to put on a show always. So that's what he was doing for her.
It was cute.
It's very cute. Therapy hour.
Therapy hour.
What's going on this week for you?
You know what? I took a couple days off this week.
Congratulations. Mental health awareness.
Ask me what that meant.
What did that mean, Mom?
That means I didn't get out of my pajamas.
Congratulations.
That means I just stayed home.
Mental health looks different for each person.
Yes. And I watched Game of Thrones for 2 days.
That sounds relaxing.
But you know what? That's tiring. Doing nothing is more tiring than doing things.
Yeah, I personally don't like doing nothing.
I won't do it again for a long, long time, years.
I think I need like one day of it a month, maybe. My relaxation is getting to do the fun projects that I want to do. That's how I relax. That's how I feel my vibes.
Yeah.
It's not sitting and doing nothing. I get antsy.
Yeah. I was starting to get antsy.
Yeah. Did you learn anything about yourself this week? Working on anything? You just took your mental health and you're good to go?
I just took my days.
Okay. Congratulations.
And I feel fortunate I could take those couple of days.
Yeah.
But now it's back.
Back to the grind. That's the thing.
Well, it's not grind for me. It's good.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a grind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back to the grind.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. I like the grind.
Okay.
Sometimes I wish I didn't have to do it and I just did it willingly, but that's fine. This week, I had the realization that I have issues with when I do things for other people that I'm going to do them wrong, because in my past relationship, no matter what decision I made, it was the wrong one.
I'm sorry.
And so, no, it's totally fine. I love realizing this about myself because people be like, why did you ask me? Why didn't you just do it? Like, whatever you do is going to be fine. And I'm like, no, I've been trained that whatever I do is not fine. So I'm going to triple check that the decision I make is going to, you can't be mad at it because I checked with you. So I realized that about myself and I was like, oh, that's something I need to work on.
There you go.
We skipped something. Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Today is the day where we're supposed to, according to my mother, I haven't seen this anywhere else on the internet.
No, it's everywhere.
Okay. I haven't seen any of this.
I hope we're talking about the same thing. And it's actually for who's listening, it was yesterday.
Okay.
But now it's for us today.
The national phone alert thing that you talked about last
week. Emergency services, emergency message services, and FEMA are doing an emergency response, emergency texting, blah, blah. You know, when they go, and you think, oh my gosh, the world is ending.
The Amber alerts and the earthquake alerts.
All the things are going off. Our time, 11:20.
So while we record this, because it's 11:03, while we record this, our phones are supposedly going off in the middle of this. Now, my mom informed me, and then she wasn't going to talk about it because she's like, well, it's old news. It's not old news. It's relevant news. It's going to go off regardless, except if your phone is on airplane mode.
We're testing it. Mine's on airplane mode.
Mine's on silent.
Yours is on silent. But what we're all worried about is men who are in abusive situations where they have a phone hidden for emergencies.
I didn't know people had this. People have secret phones for emergencies, and I did not know.
Well, people have secret phones for all kinds of things, but...
Okay, but yes, but for people who have secret phones for their safety...
Yes, they need to be sure those are off. That's what the big news thing is right now, is turn those off. People turn those off.
Wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah.
Would not have thought about it.
That could be a real danger.
Yeah, so...
So they said, for those people, they say, turn your phone completely off, like shut that baby down. Another report I saw said, just turn it on airplane mode. I don't believe that's going to work. So,
well, because you're still connected to my Wi-Fi, aren't you?
No, because isn't it like in an airplane where there's no Wi-Fi?
No, mama. So I've tried to explain to you every time I go on an airplane, every time I go international. So,
but they have you turn it on airplane mode so you don't mess up their signals. Therefore, I don't think I'm going to get any signals.
No.
But I don't believe it.
If you're connected to Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's see if I'm connected to Wi-Fi, shall I?
iMessage. And you'll still have access to the internet.
It says when you hit airplane mode, it turns Wi-Fi off.
Okay, yours does, but you can turn Wi-Fi back on.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it. Golly. But see, your Bluetooth is on, but look it, you can switch your Wi-Fi on while you're on airplane mode if you want.
Well, what do you, it says off.
Correct, which is I said,
show me.
You
turn
can.
It turn it on, let's see if it turns Wi-Fi off.
Your airplane mode is on.
Oh.
Your cellular is on airplane, but your Wi-Fi is on.
Okay, well,
so I'm going to switch your Wi-Fi off. So
I should not get anything on this.
Correct. The only thing, I'm going to actually turn your Bluetooth off as well.
Don't forget to turn it back on.
Okay, we will turn everything back.
Oh, because my watch.
Correct.
So should I turn my phone off? My watch off?
I just turned, here, just swipe up. We're having a whole system.
Oh, it's on silent.
Okay, we're turning off.
Oh,
hold on. We're going to put it on airplane mode. There you go. You're on airplane mode on your watch now, too.
Now, I cannot forget because...
I will turn it back on before you leave.
Tonight, I'll go, I wonder how my kids are. Oh, no. I haven't heard from any of my kids. I can't contact my kids.
We will turn it back on. We will turn it back on. So, let's see if it works.
We're testing right here.
We're
live.
Testing it. Hers is on airplane. Everything, her Wi-Fi and airplane mode is... Wi-Fi's off, airplane mode is on. Mine, I'm just on silent, but everything is a green light for me and my watch. And then hopefully the airplane mode work that makes it so it doesn't work. So if you have a secret phone for safety reasons, or just any reason, I don't care. You know, just turn on airplane mode and these signals won't come through.
But I would hope that if you have a secret phone for your safety reasons, you would have it on airplane mode until you need it and off Wi-Fi.
I don't know. I don't know how people function.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just on silent.
Now I'm worried. Now I'm worried for these people.
I don't know. I didn't even know this was a thing until 10 minutes ago when you told me.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing? I feel like my volume is so much louder than you. I feel like
are a louder person than I am,
Rachel.
No, I
just feel like you're not as energetic as I am. You're not meeting my energy.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. You should be. I felt like I was just... talking to someone who didn't want to participate.
I want to participate.
Thank you. That's the energy I want, Mom.
Okay.
No, you went back.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. So we're going to wait for that.
Yes.
We've done therapy.
We've done therapy.
Do we have some holidays?
We do have a couple holidays.
I love a holiday. I was a good neighbor, by the way. Update.
Update.
I trimmed those vines.
Yes. Did you get rid of the boards?
I got rid of a few. There's two sections of the fence. I got rid of everything next to the pole that the electricity company has to move.
There you go.
And then there was stuff on the other side with this giant cement block on top of it that I could not physically move.
And did Rapunzel see what you did?
No.
Well, maybe she did. You just don't know if she did. Right?
I don't need to her to validate it?
No. I know. I just thought she'd hear you and she'd go out and say, oh, thank you.
I'd rather no contact.
Okay.
I'm the neighbor where minimal contact. Very minimal.
Okay.
I love a good, hello, how you doing?
Okay.
And that's be the end of it.
Okay. What if I live next door to you? Would it?
I'd build a higher fence.
I'd build a tunnel. Okay.
All right. Give me my holidays, mama.
World Smile Day is coming up.
Don't tell me to smile.
Yeah. Smile. Smile when you're out.
I'm always smiling.
Somebody needs to see a smile, you know?
Well, you aren't there for other people's happiness. I'm sorry. The anger of men telling women to smile more.
Men tell women to smile more?
Yeah, it's like a big thing.
Oh, well, then
you'd be a lot prettier if you smile.
Oh, please. You'd be a lot smarter if you kept your mouth shut.
Oh, my God. Oh,
sorry.
Roasted.
I'm not saying to you.
No, I'm saying to me. That is the best comeback I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You'll edit that out, right?
No, I'm keeping that in so all women around the world can hear it. You'd be a lot smarter if you kept your mouth shut.
Mansplaining. Okay. World Smile Day.
There it is.
Okay. The 8th is National Heroes Day. That can be any kind of hero.
Yeah, well, a hero is a hero.
A hero is a hero. Define a hero.
I don't know.
It doesn't just mean
what you ran into
a building and saved a person. Heroes are all kind of people doing all kinds of things.
Hold on. One second. I'm looking up the definition of hero.
Well, we can have our own definition. The definition of a hero.
A person who is admired or idolized for courage, outstanding achievements, or Nobel qualities. And then it said, war hero. So people that are just courageous, have outstanding achievements, or noble qualities.
Okay. Well, to me, a hero is somebody who can save your life without even knowing it. Like if you're, help me out here. Like if you're down or depressed or something and just one person comes in and says the right thing, they're kind of a hero to drag you out of that.
No, yeah, for sure.
To me. And you don't have to run into a burning building to be a hero.
Yeah.
But those are pretty awesome heroes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not downplaying that at all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Those are heroes. I love
it. So National Heroes Day. The 9th is National Kick Butt Day.
Kick some butt.
Get in. Kick my own butt. Get in gear.
Done.
Do the things I need to do.
Yeah.
Stop watching Game of Thrones.
It was okay. It was your mental health moment, mama. It was a mental health moment.
It just doesn't stop. There's so many episodes.
It went on for quite some time.
It did, but it's fun to go back and put the pieces together.
Yes, okay. Of course.
I only have one more.
Well, that's fine.
October 11th. Start. National Stop Bullying Day, either verbal, physical, relationship-wise, or cyberbullying. Just stop it.
I wonder what's more prevalent, in-person bullying, like a school bully, or like which happens more often, a school bully in your face or internet bullying?
Internet bullying.
Yeah.
I think so. Face-to-face, people aren't as bold to do it.
Yeah. Like, you have to be a real poopy head.
Are you worried about the alarm?
No.
Well, we got
my Furbo says a dog is crying. I'm going to go check it out.
Okay.
But let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
And we're back.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, the little one lately has been more vocal for sure. And so a package got dropped off, and we're trying to do this thing where every time one happens, we have to put her on the couch. We put her on our spot, basically redirect it, being like, no, when a package comes, we don't bark at it. We go do this thing instead. And thing with training dogs, it's consistency,
right?
It's on the owner. It's not on the dog.
But what happens when you're not home? Like, Cinderella barks at everything in the front door. She's a good watchdog. She's a very good watchdog. But when we're not home, I mean, I have cameras and stuff, but how do you stop her?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Joy. I'm assuming crate, but you don't have a crate for her.
We don't crate her. She's a free roaming girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But that's why every time it happens, I have to try.
Yeah.
When I'm home, at least. The more you let a behavior happen, the harder it is to break it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same with people.
Same with people, for sure. Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's get on to the things of today, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Top trends on the internet. Have you seen anything, or were you just watching Game of Thrones?
Well, funny thing is, now Game of Thrones keep popping up on my...
So that is trending
for
you. My
TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
That, chickens.
Yeah.
Baking.
Yeah.
That's what it is right now.
Okay, that's totally fine. The thing I'm seeing trending... Okay, so we've talked about girl math before, right? Like if you use the money that's sitting in your Venmo,
exactly.
The thing was free. Mm-hmm. If you pay with cash, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things such as that.
Yes. Oh, I don't need these. Yes.
Well, now guys apparently started making fun of girl math. So women just went, okay, let's
talk. What did I say before?
You're smart if you keep your mouth shut. Yes.
So guys started making fun of girls. Stop making fun of us.
Yes. Stop bullying.
Yeah.
But women said bet. So they came up with something called boy math. And it's to roast men. So I'm just going to go ahead and read some.
I have
the ones.
Some in my head already.
It's boy math. Let's read some of these, shall we? Boy math is claiming you don't know how to clean the bathroom, but spend 3 hours washing the car with 15 different products.
Yes.
Boy math is worrying about what a woman brings to the table when your mattress is on the floor. Boy math is knowing quarterback stats, but not who their kids' teachers are.
Exactly.
Boy math is, I can go all night long and then snoring in 2 minutes. Boy math is memorizing the statistics for another grown man's professional athletic careers and then thinking that makes you good at sports. Boy math is packing 0 pairs of underwear and 72 beers for a 3-day camping trip.
Oh, gosh.
Boy math is putting on a... It's
there
happening.
We go.
It happened at 11:18.
And it did not happen on my phone or my watch.
It's just...
It won't stop. It's just going to go for 30 seconds.
It goes for...
It only went for a few seconds.
I turned it off.
Oh, there you go.
I just clicked the side button.
There you go.
That sounded like... Oh, it's coming from my watch,
wait
too.
A minute.
It's coming from my watch.
We didn't turn into zombies.
Were we supposed to turn into zombies?
That was one of the conspiracy theories. You're going to turn into zombies with the tone. It's going to fry our brains. There was so many... I'm just sitting here going...
Are people this bored?
That's what I thought. It's like, how are they thinking these things? It's like, no, they're testing their equipment. They needed to be a little bit more thorough on what they said they were doing because we are not as dumb as we used to be and just follow along.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm sorry. Zombies don't exist.
I know that.
So the government was going to turn us into mythical creatures.
Some people thought that.
Because of the tone that was going to go on our phones.
Emitting through to our brains.
And they were going to tell us this was happening instead of just doing it willy-nilly.
Yeah.
To give...
And Russia's doing it at the same time. So they thought there was some big thing happening.
We're not friends with Russia. Why are we doing it at the same time?
I don't know. They're testing something about their nuclear atomic thing. I don't know.
Why did we coordinate with Russia?
I don't think we coordinated. I think it's just a coinkydink. I don't know.
Really?
Or is it?
That on October 4th at 11:18 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Thus the conspiracy theories began.
Yeah, okay. I believe that maybe a conspiracy theory or two should evolve from that.
Yeah, but not zombies.
Get a better conspiracy theory. What the...
Get one I'd think, I'm going to check into this.
Maybe it would be like, it could maybe erase something from our brain, but turn us into zombies. Those don't exist.
Do you feel something weird in your brain?
No.
Me either.
I'd rather it turn us into unicorns.
Unicorns?
Why not?
That would be fun.
Yeah. Fairies?
Fairies. Oh, we could fly.
That would be great.
I would love flying. I fly in my dreams.
I could never get off the ground.
I can get... Oh, those are the worst. You're running and you're jumping and you're trying to get up and you
anything.
Can't get up.
Yeah.
But then the power wires get me sometimes. I have to dodge the power wires.
Oh, you're in detailed dreams.
I do have detailed dreams.
Those are detailed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is what this is. I just have a couple more that I thought were really funny. Boy math.
Boy math.
is saying that they have 50-50 custody when they only see their kids on weekends and alternating holidays. Boy Math is telling a girl that leggings can cause men of God to stumble into sin, but women are the weaker vessel. Boy Math is how 5'10 measures 6 foot. Boy Math is wanting zero kids, but having zero condoms on hand.
Oh my.
Boy Math is thinking the answer to, did you come, is yes.
Rachel, that's for your other podcast. Not mommy's.
Okay. This is the last one. Boy Math is being afraid of gold diggers when you only have 3 pairs of socks to your name.
Cute.
Oh, I do have one more.
Okay.
Boy Math is thinking it's possible to babysit your own children.
No, they don't babysit their kids.
No, they're watching their children.
Yes.
And then, I thought that was very funny.
Cute.
I enjoyed that. And then the other trending thing I'm seeing on the internet is still Travis Kelce versus Taylor Swift, not mm-hmm. versus dating. But instead of seeing people being hyped about Taylor Swift, it's sports bros saying that she's using him for clout and that she's a gold digger and that he's more famous than her. Boy Math. She is worth begillions more.
Yes.
She has so many more followers and she is known worldwide versus he's awesome. He's like a great football player. He's one of the tops.
Mm-hmm.
But that's American football that isn't played anywhere else.
Right.
So in America, in the United States of America, not even America, United States of America, he is known very well by the people who watch
football.
American football. But it's just the same as I don't know a famous polo player, but in the polo world, the most famous one is probably really great, but that's not here. So she is known worldwide versus he is known stateswide.
They both bring different things to the table.
Yeah, he is phenomenal. Like, yep. Again, I love sports. I love me some football. He was actually on my fantasy league last year. I had him. Go Travis Kelce. But there is no way. The people are saying that she's dating him as a PR stunt. She's not gaining anything from this. She already has it all. She already sold out all the stadiums and got all the money. She did it. Yeah.
Maybe they think.
Boy math. That he again, is bigger than her. That they're saying he's using her.
Why can't they just go, oh, how nice.
Right. Because they don't
they
like
it. They found each other. How nice.
They don't like when a woman's on top. They don't like when that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
It's Taylor's football team now. The NFL changed their logo to
Taylor Swift.
NFL Taylor's version, meaning Taylor owns it. That's what that means. Anyway, and she's bringing all her famous friends to the games. It's a lot of fun. But Boy Math took over my internet this week, and I very much enjoyed it.
Well, maybe a smart man figured out, we need more people into sports. How do we get more people interested in sports?
Yes.
Let's bring in Taylor Swift.
So you mean that they're using her? She's not using them.
No.
She doesn't need it.
No.
She already sold out that stadium. She already did that. She doesn't need to do it.
But maybe more people are interested in sports now.
Yeah, she's not getting anyone more interested in her.
I think they just care about each other. They don't care about the other stuff.
Well, I'm just so mad at the boy math that's happening.
Boy math.
It's boy math anyway. And no, she's not. She's putting him. She's putting him on the map worldwide. People are now hearing about just people that never were into sports and now hearing his name. Everyone has known Taylor Swift's name.
Not so.
No.
There may be some sports people that are so into their sports or in their other life that they don't know music stuff or...
That you think they've never heard the name Taylor Swift?
Could be.
Percent-wise. Percent of the people...
One. So there's some.
Okay.
There's some.
Okay, there is some. I'll give you that. I am sure.
He's dating... Who? Who is that?
Do you think there's...
What if he was dating the biggest country star in the world?
Those worlds would collide a little more. Well, she was country for a while.
Oh, I was going to say we wouldn't know who that was.
Well, she was country.
Okay.
And now she's pop.
Well.
Girl. Is multi-talented.
She is all.
She is all. All right. So unless you saw any other trends, those were the two trends I saw this week on the internet. And then did you learn anything on the internet this week?
I did. When you're tired.
Same.
Don't fill your rock tumbler. Because because you put in the grit. It's like grit. It's like sand, but it's grit.
Okay.
And water.
Yeah.
I put in just grit and forgot to put in the water. So 7 days later, I open it up and it's just rocks and grit and no polishing.
Okay. So we're 7 days behind.
I had to look on the internet. What do you do?
When you just put your grit with your rocks?
They say start over. So I learned. Yeah, okay, I'll just start over. Nothing lost other than 7 days, but.
Okay. I mean, time is valuable, but.
That's all I learned.
I've learned when it comes to rocks, you have to be patient.
You do. And you gave yours to me.
I did.
Some of those are in the tumbler.
Great.
The one with water and grit.
Okay. I'm glad you did it right. I built a cat tree out of driftwood.
So gorgeous.
I still have, I posted my video of it. I did it for a main channel video. Go watch it if you want. It's a lot of fun. Abby's in it and my cat's in it, if those entice you at all. But after I posted it, I knew the internet, Blaze's got a scratch. He's getting it good. I knew when you post anything on the internet, everyone has opinions and suggestions.
Okay.
I have tried very hard to weed out opinionated people for just mean reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I love a good suggestion.
Absolutely.
And people have very nicely, I've loved when people are nice. When you want someone to learn, you come at them with kindness.
Yep.
Do not come at them. Do not attack them, because then they will shut down and become defensive. So I love when people are nice.
Are men listening?
Listen. True.
Well, you were talking earlier about.
Yes. Yes.
No, there are some.
But I have learned a lot of people struggle with this, because you immediately just want to attack when you're mad about something.
Yeah.
That's just a very natural, immediate first reaction. But you got to come at them nicely. And so yep. I always freaking appreciate when people in the comments are so nice and kind and give amazing suggestions. So I posted my cat video expecting a lot of opinions. And I got some really great suggestions and awarenesses. So people said, like, to put rope. I wrapped some rope around it and mm-hmm. said, put it at the bottom for a scratch post.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh yes, of course. And then someone was like, make sure it's super stable. I didn't fully make it super, super stable, because I was just trying to get the video done. But I am this week going to make it so it doesn't wiggle at all, so that she's more comfortable. And then someone said, this is something I did not know, that there are high cats and there are low cats. There are some cats that love to hide under stuff. And so, like, under the bed, under the couch, in cushions. And then there are cats that love hiding on top of high things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's low floor cats and then there's high cats. So cats that love the top of a tree, the top of a cat tower, the top of a refrigerator.
Right.
They love to be perched and look down. And then there are other cats that love to hide and, like, scope out from the bottom. And I had no idea about this.
And what's Stevie?
Well, based on her actions, she's a low cat. So I think I'm going to put a little thing at the bottom of the cat tower for her to hide in. So, but yeah, there was a lot of great suggestions, but the cat, low cat thing was something I've never heard about.
Never.
Never.
I've seen our cats, different cats, be either on top of the bookcase or hiding under the bunk beds you girls had.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was high or low.
Yeah. There's high cats and there are low cats. And I had no idea.
I would have thought Stevie was hiding under, because where else would there be in that room?
Yeah.
But also because it's a new environment.
Yeah.
And...
But she's never, but there's a desk in there and she never goes on the desk.
Yeah.
She's very rarely on the windowsill.
Yeah.
But so now she's now getting comfortable where she's more on the bed than under it.
Yeah.
But that's her go-to, is just under that bed, which makes sense, because it's a very big, dark space that no one else can get to. If she is right in the middle, we can't get to her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something I learned.
Cats are smart. I didn't know that either.
I didn't at all. All right. Let's move on. Just put your water with your grit.
Yeah, add water to your grit.
Okay.
I knew that, but I was tired. Don't do that.
When you're tired.
It's hard to do things when you're tired.
Yes.
To take.
Yeah.
Things.
Okay. All right. So we can move on to then new updates.
Do you have any updates?
Well, I saw a bunch of things that social media platforms are doing.
What did you see?
Meta, also known as Facebook, is proposing
Meta.
Facebook.
What's Meta? Meta? M-E-T-A?
Yes.
What's that? Is that an acronym for something?
So Facebook and Instagram are owned by Meta. It used to just be Facebook, and then Facebook bought Instagram, and then it decided that the company that owns them both is Meta. So Meta is Facebook and Instagram.
I thought some dude owned it.
Elon Musk owns Twitter, now known as X.
Yeah, I know. That was dumb. No, the other one, Jeff Bezos or somebody?
That's Amazon.
Okay, who owns Facebook? There's somebody. Oh, no, Zuckerberg. That guy. That's it.
Zuckerberg.
Did he sell out?
No, he just owns Meta.
Oh, okay.
I think. Anyway, Meta.
Meta.
That owns Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Meta is proposing a $14 a month charge for ad-free Facebook.
Delete.
Well, there's the ad version. There's the free version that has the ads.
Go on anyway.
So. Yeah, I haven't been on Facebook in years. There's the ad-free version, and then that is cost money, and then there's the free version that has ads. And that's with everything. There's like Hulu, right. You know, like that's everything. And then TikTok is also experimenting with an ad-free subscription as well. And we've talked about this. The ads on TikTok are constant now.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. They're purposefully.
So you will.
Allegedly, this is my opinion. Yes, they're purposely annoying the absolute crap out of you so that you will pay for the ad-free version.
I'm too stubborn.
Swipe, I am so stubborn. I am so stubborn with that. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm like, no, it's easier for me to swipe. I'll save my $15 a month.
Exactly.
Please. And then an update is Twitter, now known as X, is losing daily active users. Elon Musk is apparently tanking X.
Yep. Twitter's on the way out.
Yeah.
I don't go on that either.
I haven't been on that in forever either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So do you have any updates?
No.
Oh, my other update was that I got rid of my vines.
Yes.
For my neighbor.
Good girl. Good girl.
I was a good neighbor. Did an act of kindness. That is what it is. All right, then let's just move on to the things on the internet that made me smile.
What made you smile, Rachel?
Well, I always throw it to you first. I announce it, then it goes to you.
I don't know. Probably an animal video. I've been checked out this week, man. I'm just like...
That's why. Well, I didn't know if you were also scrolling through.
Not yet. No. Game of Thrones.
You can just sit and watch a TV show?
When your brain is overdone and your body's just done, you're just done, you just check out. So I checked out.
I'm usually always scrolling on Instagram while I'm watching something, especially if I've already seen it.
I've usually will play a game or do something or a craft or something while I'm watching a TV show. That's how far
out
I needed to do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You needed it.
But I'm
congratulations.
Back.
I'm glad you got it. All right. Well, I had a few things, of course. Always the animal videos.
Oh, they're so cute.
You know, kids being sassy. all of those. But there's this guy that every time it comes on, I love it. Okay, we all know that Britney Spears, she is doing her own Instagram, and I'm loving it for her. She's going through a divorce, and she's not in the conservatorship anymore, and she's living her best life, and she's doing what she loves. And right now, she loves doing Instagram videos where she's just twirling and dancing. Mm-hmm. We love her for it. Live your best life. If that makes you happy, go for it. But there's this guy who loves her, but is really good at imitating her twirling dancing. His name is Dante Elizabeth James. I believe they go by he, him. But he imitates her Instagrams to a T. And it is my favorite thing in the world. He's done a few of these, and I watch the whole thing through, and I just giggle. Absolutely love it.
He's not making fun of her.
No, he's imitating her, which is different because in the captions, he's like, she loves this and so do we. Like, he's all for Britney.
Yeah.
He's just...
cute.
It is... I've never quite seen someone dance or do things as her. And it is so particular the way she does it. Like, I just don't think I would actually be able to do it. But the fact that he can do it to an actual T, like exactly how she does it, is very entertaining.
Oh, how fun.
And then I also saw that on the internet, three women created a line of hygienic hijabs. That's how you say it? Hijabs?
Hijabs.
Is it
the scarf thing?
The things that go over the head for Muslim healthcare workers. So, you know.
Oh, nice.
In surgery rooms, they have to wear the nets over their hair and then the masks and stuff. So they created these hyperallergenic. What did I say? Not hypoallergenic. That's not the word. Hygienic. Just hygienic. Hijabs that go over the whole head and hair and stuff. Which is awesome. Good. Way to have inclusion. But also, why wasn't this already a thing before?
I don't know.
And then there was a story that happened last week, but I forgot to mention it. So I'll mention it this week. This four-year-old went missing. The mom couldn't find her. And some ATV riders found this little girl 3 miles from her house being guarded by her dogs. Aww. And she was sleeping, using one as a pillow, this long-haired one that was like a medium-sized dog. I forgot what it was. And then the Rottweiler was like standing guard.
Yes.
These dogs just followed her. She just decided to take her own adventure. And they said, okay, we can't stop you, but we'll protect you. Yeah. And so absolutely love that. She's totally safe. And yay, fine. No harm to her. She just took a little stroll.
She took a few days off.
I need my time. I need a mental health walk. Please.
Poor little baby girl.
You know those parents are putting a fence around that yard. That mom is putting an AirTag tracker on her. She is not allowed to leave that house ever again. That mom's going to be traumatized, have PTSD from that moment.
Yep.
Her little girl went missing.
Yep.
And that, thankfully, quickly, she realized the dogs were too. So but still.
Yep.
Not a chance.
I never let you play in the front yard.
No, I was a backyard kid.
Yep. Sorry, can't play in the front yard.
No. All right. Before we move on to our game, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. We can't move on to our game. I was going to move us on to the game. We have confessions.
Oh.
These are my confessions. I don't have any. I lied. I do.
Okay.
My butt skin isn't as smooth as I want it to be.
Didn't think we were going there.
I always TMI with the confessions, Mom.
Woo!
Okay. I always TMI with it. My butt skin isn't as perfect as I want it to be. So I started doing my facial routine on my butt as well.
On your booty.
I will come back with if it's working or not.
What is your facial routine?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
I start off with this like gel that cleanses your face, and you don't use water at first. You put the gel on, you wipe it all over your face, you get your makeup. It's blue. I love it. And then you get you have warm water running, you get your rag, you soak it in warm water, and then you gently wipe your face of the gel and the dirt in the makeup. And then I spray my face with a certain water thing that's not from the tap. It's like this filtered mineral good for you water. Spray that on my face. And then I use hyaluronic acid. I don't know how you say it. And I put that over my face. It's like a jelly oil.
Okay.
And then I take this pie oil. It's orange. I put that all over my face. But you have to dab that one. You have to tap it. And then I take moisturizer. And then I put that all over my face. And my neck and my chest.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the neck.
Neck and chest.
Yeah.
And then now I do the same thing on my butt.
On the booty.
Why not?
It's an experiment.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. There you go.
I want to know on our updates next week.
There you go. All right.
Booty update.
That was my confession.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Gross ones? Well, I have one, but it's gross.
It doesn't need to be gross.
Okay.
I mean, I'm down to hear it.
Well, I had this thing that I thought was like a mole, but it was clearish. And I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't get rid of it. And then I saw these pimple patches. You know how you kids always use those?
Yes.
And they have those microneedles in them?
Yeah.
I did not know this. So I slapped that puppy on there and pushed really hard. And then the next morning I woke up and bada bada bing, gone.
What was it?
I don't know. It was so strange. You're looking all over my face. It wasn't on my face, dear.
I love that that worked for you.
It worked for me.
My through and through, obsessed with that. I'm so curious as to what it was.
I don't know. It was
on your chest,
right in the center of my chest.
I have a cherry something there. Mm. You know those little red spots?
Yeah.
Cherry something.
My mom had those. I have those.
Yeah.
Also, Milia, Milia, I think is what it's called. It looks like whiteheads, but it's not. It's a calcium buildup.
I get those too.
That's why I got those little dermo things.
Did those get them out?
The girl on TikTok said they did. It did not.
Oh, I always just have to dig them out.
So I went, I'm going to put this on that weird, bizarre bump. And it worked.
How do you get your calcium buildups to go away? You just pick at it like a pimple?
No. Sometimes you have to hit it with a needle. You're supposed to go to a place and they do a needle and squeeze it all out.
Oh, yeah. No, I just take a needle to it.
It's like a little rock hard needle.
It's so tiny. Not a dimple. There's no root to it.
No.
No, yeah. I had a facial done by it and done. And she was like, oh, you have, and she said, a little calcium ball buildup thing. Maybe you're drinking too much milk. And I said, well, I'm actually dairy free. And she was like, oh.
I don't drink any milk.
And I was like, my mom gets them too. And she said, oh, yes, they are hereditary.
Yeah.
And so she was like, yeah, you have to go to a dermatologist and they'll take it out for you. I was like, no. I'm just going to poke it with a needle and squeeze it out later.
Because it just come all the time.
Yeah. If I'd be going to the doctor every month.
Yeah.
No, the worst is when you get them on the eyelid.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had one on my eyelid before.
I had one on my eyelid. Trying to get that out was so annoying.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just mad at you for my genetics.
Hey, I got it from somewhere too, so.
Well, you didn't need to pass it on.
I'm sorry.
You didn't need to, Mom.
You chose it.
I didn't choose this life.
You had a gazillion things to choose from and you chose that one?
I didn't choose this life. This life chose me. Let's play Mad Gab.
Oh my goodness. Oops, sorry, Blaze. Oh. I kind of want my glasses on his face.
You can put your glasses on his face. He lets you do whatever you want. Yeah. No one else can see it, just my mom. She's just...
Okay, that made me smile. So that's... that's what made me smile.
He's a really good... He'll let you put sunglasses and hats and clothes on.
Okay. Oh, you're reading, not me. Okay.
Well, for now.
For now.
Hold on. I got to fix my microphone because it never stays in place. Here we go.
One, two, I'm not very sharp today. So we'll see.
Go. All right. If you didn't know, this is Mad Gab. It's a game we like to play when we don't have much to talk about, but we want a good laugh. It's a sentence that has the syllable on the wrong syllable, and we have to guess what it's trying to say.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable.
On the wrong syllable. Thank you, Mom. Words are hard for us.
Always. Just normal.
Just normal. So this game just ups the ante. I got an itch in my nose. It's because I trimmed my nose hairs today. I probably have one hanging out.
Do I need to trim nose hairs now?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
You don't have to put your facial routine on your butt.
Do I, Al?
No, actually, you don't have any.
Okay, thank you.
You ready, Mom?
I'm ready.
Hits Hound Spa Kazar.
It sounds bizarre.
You are correct.
Whoa!
Kitten Finn.
Yeah.
Kitten Finn.
Getting thin.
No.
Oh.
Kitten Finn.
Let me read it. Kitten. That's exactly what you said.
Kitten Finn.
Getting.
Kitten Finn.
Kin.
Kitten Finn.
Can you?
Kitten Finn. It doesn't sound like it.
No. What
is it? It's get even.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like it.
Kitten Finn does not sound like get even.
No, it doesn't.
No, they were wrong. That wasn't on you, Mom. That was on them.
What did you say? It's Kitty Finn.
Kitty Finn. Oh, kitten. I said kitten, didn't I? I read it wrong. Okay. Gosh darn it. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Guys.
It's okay, sweetheart.
I need to bring that merch back, but I can't produce any more merch because my merch company went bankrupt.
Rude.
So I'm scared to produce anything more with them. Okay. In case you didn't know.
Keep going.
Okay, hold on.
In case you something.
In case shoot hidden oat hiss.
In case you didn't know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aim hissed hum meaner rough hints. That was a long one. Aim hissed hum meaner rough hints.
A minor offense.
Almost. Aim hissed hum meaner.
A misdemeanor offense.
Yes.
You know, I think Game of Thrones has helped me with this.
Oh, because their accents are so thick.
Yeah.
Okay. Lidhole poison curls.
Little poison girls. See, that's Game of Thrones.
Close. Lidhole poison curls.
Poison curls.
Lidhole poison curls.
Little poison girls.
Yes. Gosh darn it. Okay. You're 4 for 4. We're not counting the one I said wrong.
That's okay.
All right. Magazines tanned. Mom, I hear it.
Oh, magazine stand.
Magazine stand. Yes! Oh, my God! Yes! Okay, you were just 5 for 5.
Let's see what you are.
Whew. Man, my heart. I was racing for that one.
Okay. Oh. Lay. Okay. Lake Ontario.
Lake Ontario.
Yes. Mm. A slice of, ah, apple pie.
A slice of apple pie.
Gosh, we are good today.
Mm.
We warn Hex Torn Hayburns.
We were next door neighbors.
We are on fire.
Oh, my God.
Fresh and hasty.
Fresh and tasty. What? Yo, I got it?
I don't know. It sounded
you
right.
You just said
yes, fresh and tasty. Water use daring nat.
What are you staring at?
5 for 5.
I'm sorry. We just won Mad Gab.
We just did.
We just won Mad Gab.
We annihilated the whole game.
I don't think anyone is as good as us.
No.
It took us years, Mom.
Took us years.
Took us years. So much practicing, but we finally did it.
We did it.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
My heart is actually racing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That was a massive boost of serotonin.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. This was an exciting day.
This was great.
Okay. Well, I think we can end it there.
I think we can.
Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. Please make sure you subscribe, like, and I'm a little lightheaded.
A little bit.
A little bit.
That was, that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining, Mom.
Thanks for having.
I hope everyone learned something or smiled today.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
And Blaze, thank you for being such a good boy this entire time.
He's really good today.
He was really good. Took him on a long walk uphill.
That was the key.
Uphill walk. That was it.
That was the key.
All right. Yeah. Please follow, like, subscribe, do all the things, and we will see you next time with another All Things Internet.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.